Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Qiyamul Layl. As we explained yesterday, that Qiyamul Layl is any salah that is performed after Isha Salah. In other words, after the sunnah of the Isha Salah. Because when a person performs Isha Salah, then the sunnah is the thing that takes preference. Then comes the nawafil. So now a person reads his two sunnah of Isha, and then now comes all the nawafil. And then if a person can, he leaves the witr for last. Either last before he goes to sleep, or if he is habitual of waking up for tahajjud, and there is a good chance that he will wake up, he's quite certain, confident, inshallah, that he'll wake up, then it is better for him to even leave that witr right up till the end, right till after his tahajjud salat, so long it's done before Subh Sadiq. So anyway, we explain that this is Qiyamul Layl in general, that salah that is performed after Isha salah, after the sunnah of Isha, right up till the rising of dawn, in other words, right up to Fajr time, any salah that is read, that is known as Qiyamul Layl. Tahajjud got a more specific meaning, a more specific, in other words, coming from hujud, where a person sleeps and he wakes up. In other words, he wakes up from his sleep, and now he engages in salah, engages in dua, etc. So now a person, when he wakes up to perform the salah, this is now referred to as tahajjud. So there's a small difference between tahajjud and Qiyamul Layl. However, sometimes it's just used interchangeably. Person reads tahajjud and he referred to it. It can even mean that person that's reading after Isha Salah, that Salah for the night. Sometimes it's used interchangeably as tahajjud, although tahajjud has got a specific meaning. In other words, in the sense that a person goes to sleep, when he wakes up from his sleep, this is generally used for tahajjud, although it can be used for any Salah that is performed at night. So continuing with this chapter, عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة فافتتح البقرة فقلت يركع عند المئة ثم مضى فقلت يصلي بها في ركعة فمضى فقلت يركع بها ثم افتتح النساء فقرأها ثم افتتح آل عمران فقرأها يقرأ مترسلا إذا مر بآية فيها تسبيح سبح وإذا مر بسؤال سأل وإذا مر بتعوذ تعوذ ثم ركع فجعل يقول سبحان ربي العظيم فكان ركوعه نحو من قيامه ثم قال سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد ثم قام طويلا قريبا مما ركع ثم سجد فقال سبحان ربي الأعلى فكان سجوده قريبا من قيامه رواه مسلم. This hadith is speaking about the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take his time without rushing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that level of devotion, that level of sukoon, that level of concentration, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his tahajjud salah. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. We claim to be the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should also desire and we should also love that our salah should become like the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadith Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu narrates that I performed salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam one night. So he can picture this. Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is performing his salah, his tahajjud salat. Hadith Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We explained yesterday that where there isn't more than three people, or there isn't a situation where people are being called and now they just join, so there is no problem. Where there is more than three people or people now being called, so then it becomes a problem. So therefore it becomes makruh, because nafil salah shouldn't be made like a farz salah. It shouldn't be thought to be a farz salah. It's nothing like that. It's something that we should be reading individually. However, if there are just two or three people, you have Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said that he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I performed salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night, and he began by reciting Surah Baqarah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started from Surah Baqarah. So he's saying, I'm standing there, I thought to myself that he would go into ruku after reading 100 verses. I thought maybe after 100 verses, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go in ruku. Like how sometimes when we're standing in Taraweeh, we are hoping now that the Imam doesn't take too long with that for rakats. So like that, this thought went to his mind that maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after 100 ayat, he'll go into ruku, but he continued reciting. I then thought to myself that he would complete the surah. I thought, okay, maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would complete Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is about 2.5 siparas. I thought, now, this is one rakat. So he says, I thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into ruku after finishing the whole surah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. I then thought to myself that he would complete surah in the salah. In other words, he would complete two rakats. He would complete the whole surah in two rakats. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. He says, first I thought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read 100 ayat. When he carried on, I said, okay, maybe he'll take surah Baqarah. He'll divide it in two. So in two rakats we'll finish surah Baqarah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on. In other words, he carried on reading in that one rakat, the whole surah Baqarah. So he says, I then thought that he would go into ruku at the end of the surah. After 2.5 paras now, I thought, okay, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now will go in ruku. But he began reciting surah Nisa and completed the whole surah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the whole surah. He then began reciting surah Ali Imran and he completed the entire surah. The third surah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read. And then now he's describing what was the style of his reading. Was he just shooting and reading like how sometimes people read, you read Alhamdulillah and then you read Dhalin and then you just hear some of the words. Here he's explaining how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading. What was the style of his reading? His recitation was slow and measured. When he recited a verse containing glorification, he glorified Allah Ta'ala. When he recited a verse of asking, he asked Allah Ta'ala. When he recited a verse seeking refuge, he sought refuge in Allah Ta'ala. He then went in ruku and said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. So after this, reading Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Nisa. Surah Nisa finishes off just in the beginning of the sixth sipara. So that will give you an idea of just over five siparas in one rakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read. So this will give you an idea of how long he read, and together with that it was measured, it was slow, it was deliberate, the reading of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on to say that his ruku was similar to his standing. Ulama explained what is meant by his ruku was similar to his standing. Either in length Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ruku was long, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how his standing was slow, it was measured, it was done without rush. This means that his ruku also was like that. It was without any rush. It took his time and he made ruku like that. And then Rasulullah said, Subhana, first he said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sami' Allah, after coming up from ruku, he said, Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Allah Ta'ala hears the one who praises him, O our sustainer. All praise is due to you. Rabbana lakal hamd means, O our sustainer, all praise is due to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then remained standing for a long time, almost as long as his ruku. So when he came up from ruku, he took his time. He stood so long before he went in sajda, almost as long as he took in ruku, he took up standing after ruku. And imagine what sincerity, what dedication, what concentration there must have been in salah. No rush at all. Allah Pak, give us also that tawfiq of reading our namaz like this. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up standing for almost as long as he stood in ruku. He then went into sajda and he said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to you, my sustainer, the most high. His prostration was almost as long as his standing. This is where the hadith finishes. His sajda was as long, almost as long as his standing. Here again we explain that almost as long as his standing means as long as he stood and he was reading Qirat, that's how long his sajda was. Or talking about the fact that when he stood and he read the Qirat, etc., he didn't rush. So in comparison, this is what they're trying to compare with the fact that he didn't rush. Here also he didn't rush when he made his sajda. Allah Pak, give us also the tawfiq, the love, the muhabbat of reading our salah like this. Salah is not about just starting and finishing, hit and run, but it's about reading slowly, deliberate, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes when a person has got real love for Allah ta'ala and has got real dedication and abdiyat in him, servitude, that I am in front of my Allah, I'm reading in front of my Allah, then he doesn't rush. Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.